This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We will be taking calls here coming up momentarily. So if you want to grab a line, now is the perfect time to do so. 913-586-7965. We will take calls here coming up in just a bit. Let me give you the rundown of what we're going to do in the 3 o'clock hour. We're about to head to Tennessee to be joined by Zach Bingham. Rob is pulling him up on the phone lines. We're going to get the Tennessee Titans reaction. Joshua Briscoe is going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes as well. He covers the Chiefs for Sports Illustrated. We'll also play for you guys what Nick Wright had to say about this move for his Kansas City Chiefs. All right, Rob, let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Zach Bingham of A to Z Sports. Anytime we want to talk Titans, he is our go-to man. Zach, man, happy to have you on the show today, man. We love getting your reaction. What is the Tennessee fan reaction to this move that sends D-Hop to Kansas City?
Well, I think Titans fans knew that this could come about. I mean, we talked a week ago about DeAndre Hopkins on this radio show and the possibility of him being traded to Kansas City and what that would yield. The Titans are 1-5. Their starting quarterback, supposedly, and Will Levis, has an AC joint injury. They're starting Mason Rudolph. They're not in a good position, and they've got an asset in DeAndre Hopkins that was valuable, that teams inquired about. And so I think the fan base understood what could happen. I think it's probably tough for around the league that they went to the Kansas City Chiefs because the best just got a little bit better.
Zach, how would you summarize DeAndre's time in Nashville?
For him personally, he enjoyed the city. He enjoyed the culture. He enjoyed the community. And I think the fans rallied around him. I think it was probably not what he thought on the field. I think that, you know, he came over with his relationship from Mike Vrabel thinking that maybe, you know, he could build a kind of second half career in Tennessee and build this thing and be the guy and then put pieces around DeAndre Hopkins and around the offense. And it just never came to fruition. A lot of turnover. You had a newer general manager in Rand Carthon, a brand new head coach in Brian Callahan, and then it got off to a rocky start. You know, this year he had a really good game against the Green Bay Packers earlier this season, 6 receptions off 7 targets for 73 yards and a touchdown, which shows you he can still play. But there was drop off for all of the other games. And he was dealing with an MCL knee injury, but he was able to play every single game. I think frustrations probably got to him a little bit last week when he realized that the Titans weren't going in the direction they needed to. And so he lands up in Kansas City, a lot better situation.
Zach, what kind of player is Kansas City getting in DeAndre Hopkins? Because I'm looking at this through both ends of the spectrum. In terms of the acquisition, I don't know how you can be mad about what the Chiefs gave up to acquire this player. But we are talking about a player who is now playing for 3 teams in 4 seasons. You mentioned the knee injury, and he's 32 years old. Like, there is a reason that he was available. What kind of player are the Chiefs getting with DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, for Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're getting a reliable, experienced, seasoned veteran that can come in and help an already very good locker room. But he can be reliable. His hands have not changed. His speed probably has changed because he's 32. But on third down, when the Chiefs need a play, I think, you know, he can come in there, understand the offense, get up to speed very quick. And I know that the Chiefs have dealt with injuries over the last several weeks. This allows, you know, to bridge a gap between that and build rapport with Mahomes. I think that they're getting a strategic play. They didn't have to give up that third rounder that we talked about last week that yielded in the Snead deal. It ended up being a fifth, maybe a fourth. So, I mean, I think it's a win for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid will be pleased with the player that they got.
How much gas do you think is left in the DeAndre Hopkins tank?
At least the rest of the season, I'll tell you that. I mean, I think even with the MCL injury that we knew before the season started, I don't feel like that completely hindered him on the field, even in the action that we've seen. But beyond this season, I think it's the scope of DeAndre Hopkins and his mindset. He's a unique guy, and I don't know where he'll want to eventually end up or how long he'll want to play, but I do know that he has enough for this season, especially on a team like the Kansas City Chiefs that are going for a Super Bowl championship that DeAndre Hopkins has really never gotten close to. So I think all I can speak on Hop is at least this season, but I know he loves football, and there may be a future beyond.
I am very interested in this move from this perspective. When you think about the kind of receiver that Kansas City likes, I mean, they draft a pretty particular style of wide receiver. They got Mecole Hardman. They got Xavier Worthy. They got Sky Moore. They haven't really had a wide receiver of this pedigree, a little bit bigger, a contested catch guy, somewhat a go-get-it kind of guy. I am very intrigued to see what the fit looks like in Kansas City's offense.
Yeah, well, they got a honed-in, excellent route runner that can be reliable and get to a spot. And the quarterback that the Kansas City Chiefs have can put it on that spot. And I also think you talk about a distraction to a defense while they're honing in on all of these speed guys and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes' running ability. I think DeAndre Hopkins can find himself in space, and he may not outrun, you know, a corner or a deep safety, but he still can get first downs and get big chunk plays to put the Chiefs in position to score. So it is, I agree with you, it's not the traditional Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver that we've seen, but I actually like it for the Chiefs. I think that you kind of got to go against the grain, and DeAndre Hopkins, I think, fits the mold of that. Can he come in and make an impact? We'll find out shortly.
If I had to give this trade a letter grade, I'd probably be in that B to B plus range. I think from a compensation perspective, it is an A move for Kansas City. I do have my questions about the health and the viability, some of the things that we mentioned, but I think this is a very favorable trade for Kansas City. And if you're Tennessee, you get some kind of asset for a player in a year in which you're not really going somewhere. This is a trade that makes a lot of sense for all three parties, the Chiefs, the Titans, and obviously DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, and that's why they did it, right? The Chiefs, there was rumors swirling that, you know, they were interested in Cooper Kupp, but the price tag. The Titans were willing to play ball because they're 1-5. The Titans are not competing at the same clip that, you know, the Ravens and the Chiefs are, right, for this season. So I think it worked out for both teams. I agree with your assessment when it comes to the letter grade. I think it's in that B range. And, you know, it works out for the Titans in the sense of they're loading up on draft picks to probably expect them to trade up at some point in this next year's draft. And Kansas City, you know, is going for a three-peat. And you have to put the pieces in place to do something that, you know, is historic. So I think both sides win. And I like I kind of started at the beginning of this conversation, I do think it upsets the rest of the league because Kansas City is who everybody is chasing, and they just got a little bit better, and Tennessee helped that.
That is our guy, Zach Bingham, joining us on the show. He's with A to Z Sports covering the Tennessee Titans. Happy to get his perspective on this trade. What he just said there at the end and how he described DeAndre Hopkins is exactly what they need right now. They need reliable. And what they don't have in that wide receiver room is reliable. Like if I asked you right now, who is their most reliable wide receiver? If the answer is Justin Watson, who has been, for the most part, a non-factor in this offense through the first 6 weeks, you need a little bit more. So you go out, you get somebody who is a great contested catch player, you get somebody who's got fantastic hands, somebody who can do a lot of the same underneath stuff that you lost with Rashee Rice. This trade makes a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons. Let's head to the phone lines right now, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Garrett. He is out in Olathe. Hey, Garrett, how you doing today, my man?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Look, DeAndre Hopkins was a great wide receiver with the Texans. Obviously, it hasn't turned out in Tennessee because his quarterback play has not been that good. But I think it's been a good. It's going to be a good addition for the Kansas City Chiefs. I expect him to have probably, he's at what, like 200 yards right now? I expect him to have at least probably 600, 700 more yards by the end of the season. And we're probably going to go to him the most in the red zone because he's really good at contested catches. And also, I think that it'll be more dangerous because I heard the rumor that Hollywood Brown could be returning in December. So if you have Worthy, Hopkins, Hollywood Brown, Kareem Hunt, Pacheco, that's pretty good. And I don't really see, I only see two people that are really going to challenge the Chiefs for the Super Bowl, and that's the Lions and the Ravens, because Derrick Henry has really turned it up this week one, and the Lions, you know, their offense is just about as good as anybody in the league. So I expect DeAndre Hopkins to be wide receiver one until the playoffs, and then when the playoffs come, if Hollywood Brown returns, I expect him to be wide receiver one. And then also, I just think that this puts the Chiefs as the Super Bowl favorites, but I only see two people contending for the Super Bowl besides the Kansas City Chiefs.
Garrett, I appreciate the phone call, man. I do think if the Chiefs make another move between now and the deadline, it will give us a very clear picture on if they think that Hollywood is coming back or not. If they are fine with just DeAndre Hopkins, that would be an indication to me that they believe they are getting him back. If you were telling me that for their first playoff game against whomever it could possibly be, you got DeAndre Hopkins and you got Hollywood Brown back with the other pieces that you have, all right. You know, you got a pretty decent room there. I don't know if I'm anticipating for Hollywood Brown to come back and be wide receiver number one. We're talking about a lot of inactivity, and you also haven't played in this system, also haven't played in this game, also haven't played football this year. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a curve there to get him in. I think the date to try to get Hollywood Brown back is by Christmas. If you can get him back by Christmas and he gets a chance to play in those final two or three regular season games, I think you're in a really good spot. I think it's going to be really difficult to get him going if you get him back any later than that. We can continue to take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. Coming up on the other side, I'm going to mention a name that you probably haven't heard in a while, but I thought about it today with DeAndre Hopkins. I'll tell you who. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We're going to take a couple of more of your phone calls, and Joshua Briscoe is going to join us here coming up in just a bit. Before we do all of that, I want to tell you something that I thought of randomly today as I was thinking about this trade. You guys probably remember, this was maybe 3-4 years ago, all of you wanted the Chiefs to go get Patrick Peterson. He was number one on Chiefs Kingdom wish list. You remember Ron the Show Ugly back in the day. They used to have a saying, we need Pat for Pat or something of that nature. You guys really wanted Patrick Peterson, excuse me. And it was about a 3-year, I don't know what we were doing, some kind of merry-go-round, oop-de-oop. I don't know what was happening, but for whatever reason, Patrick Peterson never played for the Kansas City Chiefs. It hit me earlier today. Patrick Peterson and DeAndre Hopkins are the same individuals, but you know what? This time they finally made the trade. DeAndre Hopkins is certainly not a new name to Kansas City Chiefs fans. He's a name that's kind of been in the back of your mind for the last couple of years. Remember, he came in for a visit when he was a free agent and spoke to Kansas City, and you thought that he was potentially going to sign a deal, and he ended up taking another visit. And then it was between Kansas City, New England, and Tennessee. And he eventually signed with the Titans. You know what this feels like the equivalent of? And Rob, you know this very well as a college sports fan. This feels like when you grab a player in the transfer portal after you really thought you were going to get them when they were coming out of high school, but they ended up going somewhere else. And now you got a chance to get them as a junior or senior and grab them in the transfer portal. You know who he is? He's Mark Mitchell. He's that Mayo kid that you guys just got over at KU. That's who DeAndre Hopkins is. They finally got Patrick Peterson.
Caleb Love?
Exactly. That's who he is. He's the guy that you wanted a couple of years ago. He committed to another school, and now he is finally committed to your school. I was just randomly thinking that. Like, man, they finally made the Patrick Peterson trade. I know you guys wanted him. I know you guys have wanted DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins was probably at the top of your wish list in 2021, 2022, and then he made the decision to sign with the Tennessee Titans. And this might come as a shock to you, signing for a team that had Ryan Tannehill, Will Levis, and Malik Willis as their starting quarterbacks. It didn't work out. It didn't work out for them. I do want to say this one thing here. Now, I'm not saying this to be a hater. I'm simply saying this because I don't know if the timeline lines up. CDOT, I think that D-Hop can be revitalized the way that Randy Moss was with the Patriots. Someone else says, call me crazy, but it gives me serious Brady and Moss vibes. I would like to point out just one small thing. At the age DeAndre Hopkins is now, this was Randy Moss's last year in New England. They got a little younger version of Randy Moss than you're getting with DeAndre Hopkins, and Randy Moss didn't have the injury concerns that DeAndre Hopkins has. I get why people are making the comparison. The Patriots got 30-year-old Randy Moss and made the most out of ages 30 and 31, where he had some of the best wide receiver seasons we've seen, and then at age 32, he was on his way out of New England, and he was on his way out of the league. DeAndre Hopkins is 32 years old right now, so I don't see those same comparisons between DeAndre Hopkins and Randy Moss. I just don't think DeAndre Hopkins is Randy Moss. That's not to say this is not a good deal and a good trade for the Chiefs. I just don't think he's going to be 2007 Randy Moss. I don't think he's going to have that kind of impact in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big ask. Like, I mean, Randy Moss, after he left New England and went to, I can't remember if it was the 49ers first, the Vikings, or back to the Vikings, or Tennessee for a while.
It was San Francisco.
He had a few more stops. He wasn't bad in San Francisco. That was Harbaugh and Alex Smith. I think that's probably a little low, but asking him to be Randy Moss in New England is a big, big ask. Also, I think that's unfair to DeAndre Hopkins because Randy Moss' New England season may be the best season we've ever seen from a wide receiver in the history of the NFL. That 07 Randy Moss year, you can put up against any wide receiver year in the history of the league, and that run's probably better, just period.
Coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to be joined by Joshua Briscoe, who covers the Chiefs of Sports Illustrated, but let's hear from you guys, 913-586-7965. Jay, you called into the drive. How you doing, my man?
Good, how are you?
Doing good.
All right, I just wanted to leave a quick comment. I think people are also forgetting, DeAndre Hopkins and Hollywood did have a history of playing together in Phoenix. So I think if, you know, depending on whether Hollywood comes back this season, I think having that chemistry will actually definitely be some sort of a factor when it comes to both of them succeeding.
No, Jay, I 100% agree with you, man. I've seen a couple of people mention that. They did play together for just a little bit when he was in Arizona. This also might come as a shock to you. Hollywood Brown was hurt for most of that, too. So, again, I'm not here to be negative. There's no reason to be negative. I'm simply here. I am the messenger here. Yes, they did play together. Both of them were hurt during that time. And shockingly, both of them are hurt now. It is funny how that works. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Cameron, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking this call. Super excited. I know Brett Veach probably got a big cigar right now because he did it again. We got hands. I'm like, just a guy that can actually catch the ball with what we had to go through fan base last year watching Chiefs. I am super stoked, excited about this. I'm definitely on cloud nine. If Hollywood Brown does come back this year, that would be awesome. But from what I was hearing medical-wise, they were saying that this can actually do some serious long-term damage if he rushes back. So I really don't think Hollywood Brown is going to come back this year. So so all I can say is, Brett Veach, if you're listening, great pickup. And I'm glad, you know, I'm just excited. One name I want to throw out there real quick before I get off the air is, if Hollywood Brown is not coming back, Paris Campbell, who just got cut by the Philadelphia Eagles, he would definitely be that. He's that underneath wide receiver, kind of the same style as Rashee Rice. Maybe not as good as hands, but definitely got a second. He's a 4-3-1 guy. Definitely got that second afterburner. So, like, if we want to continue to make this offense more explosive and Hollywood Brown is not coming back, I know that's kind of Juju's role, but just in case Hollywood – and he can return kicks. So, Paris Kipp. I just wanted to float that name out there. Thank you, guys. It's always been a pleasure.
No problem, cameraman. I appreciate it. Paris Campbell, he is available. I wouldn't have too much expectation of Paris Campbell, just kind of what he's been in his career. But I will say this. I don't want to completely shoot it down. I do think they add a Paris Campbell-type wide receiver over the course of the next couple of weeks, and your roster allows you. If you go pick up a guy like Paris Campbell or one of those kind of guys who was in the league earlier this year, it didn't work out. I mean, that's kind of what Mecole Hardman was with the Jets. Mecole Hardman with the Jets was Paris Campbell. He was playing with the Eagles. He had 6 catches for 30 yards, and they just cut him. His longest catch of the year was 7 yards. He was not doing anything with the Philadelphia Eagles, and they outright cut him. In fact, he hasn't had a catch over 20 yards since 2022. So I'm going into it. If they pick up a Paris Campbell type to try to get one more guy, and you were telling me that there are improvements to the room, or you go get a DeAndre Hopkins and then you also get another one of those, I would call them lotto tickets. That's what I think Paris Campbell is. I think he's a lotto ticket. You're probably not going to win a whole lot of money on this lotto ticket, but hey, if you get a little bit of something out of Paris Campbell or a player of that vein over the course of the last couple of seasons, I am certainly with it. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, I want to play for you guys what Danny Parkins thinks about this on his television show. Also, Nick Wright, Danny Hughes is going to join us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as well. But let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Joshua Briscoe, who covers the Chiefs for Sports Illustrated. Briscoe, man, let's start with this. What's your reaction to the move?
Genuinely, the first thing when I saw it this morning was surprise. Not that they made a move, they needed to. That sense of urgency was maybe even a bit overdue, certainly time to make one. But I had kind of accepted that we were either going chips in the Deontay Johnson conversation we've been having, or we'd be talking about DeMarcus Robinson for the next several weeks. When it was Hopkins, after maybe it's just the years of will they, won't they, I was surprised that it's Hopkins after seeing the compensation, though I think it makes total sense.
I think the compensation is my favorite part about this move, and we can talk about the player of it, but if you were telling me that the Chiefs went in, it sounded like they had a very specific, like if you're looking for a piece of furniture and you know you go to like Filter, all right, I want this color, I only want to spend this much amount of money. If you were telling me that they didn't want to trade a top 100 pick and they were not interested in taking on a lot of money, that just cuts the kind of receiver that you were going to get. There's just not a whole lot of available options. If you were telling me that you're going to get a borderline NFL Hall of Famer, a guy who's super reliable, has some of the best hands in the league, and you're going to get him for less than $3 million the rest of the way and the 120-something pick, that's a really good trade for Kansas City.
Yeah, and all of the conditions make it even more obvious. So the only way that, I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but the only way that that becomes a fourth round pick is if he is playing 60% or more of the snaps from here on out and they're in the Super Bowl. So it's going to be the 31st or 32nd pick in the fourth round. Then you can have some compensatory picks that might fill in after that. But that's the most expensive it can get. Otherwise, and you know, certainly I'm hoping for his health, but he's been working through a knee injury throughout the season already. If he has issues staying staying on the field, or simply if the Chiefs don't get to the Super Bowl, all this gamble cost you was one of the last few picks of the fifth round. That to me is what took me from kind of understanding it, but waiting to see exactly what those numbers were going to be, to fully endorsing this move. And as I think you were just kind of referring to there, they could continue making more moves to bolster the back end of the group. But now, especially as just one of the best pure catchers of the football I've ever seen, he has moments of snatching the ball out of the sky that I don't know that we've ever seen anyone else do, at least in his style. Giving that guy to Patrick Mahomes for 10, 11 regular season games and then the playoff run, that's worth a fifth rounder for me. I'll happily make it a fourth if they're in the Super Bowl.
I can't really think of a scenario that I would look back on this deal and feel like the Chiefs shouldn't have made the move. So I just looked it up. The last pick of the fifth round is pick 166. That's the pick that they used last year to go get B.J. Thompson. If you were talking about the last pick in the fourth round before you get to the compensatory pick, it's pick 134. It is worth the dice roll to me, whether it's the 155th pick or the 134th pick, to see if DeAndre Hopkins has something left that can help you the final 6 weeks of the season.
100%. And I am not like a bleep the picks guy. I really think that not only are those picks important, when you're paying a bunch of top level players, Mahomes, Chris Jones, eventually Trent McDuffie, many, many others, your offensive line, you do need to have guys who can be on their rookie contracts and contribute for you. But your best shot to get those are your first 2 days worth of draft picks. And we've even seen the Chiefs. Chris Roland Wallace right now might be an undrafted free agent who pays off more in the immediate, certainly already has paid off more than their sixth round pick last year, Kamal Haddon, who is not on the team in this most recent draft. So there is so much noise and uncertainty in the back end of the draft that I think you've seen Brett Veach, especially over the last few years, kind of get more responsible with those picks, realize the value of them, and trying to make sure that even when they moved up for Worthy and Kingsley, they were getting picks back, so they had the same overall number of draft picks to work with, even as they maneuvered. They're kind of just dropping down in their respective rounds. Those are good lessons to keep in mind, and then when you're able to execute that plan, you get an opportunity to get, like you said, a potential future Hall of Famer that is filling the most dire need on your roster by 100 miles. That's a pittance, especially if you get any sort of production out of him down the stretch.
Josh, who has more yards the rest of the season, Travis Kelce or DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh! DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I think so. That's a great question, C-Dot. I think it was exaggerated a little bit on Sunday because Travis Kelce, when your trips receivers are Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, and Sky Moore, I as an opposing defense would also go ahead and hone in on making sure I'm stopping Travis Kelce. I do wonder if the gravity of that will change. Hopkins' presence will help Kelce's game very directly in that regard, but I think I might take Hopkins.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe, who covers the Chiefs for Sports Illustrated, getting his thoughts on this trade, on this move. So from a player acquisition cost standpoint, I absolutely love the move. These are the negatives, I think, to the move that temper my expectations just a little bit. We are talking about a player who has played for three different teams over the last 4 years. We are talking about a player who was contemplating knee surgery back in July. Yeah. We are talking about a 32-year-old wide receiver. There are a lot of positives for DeAndre Hopkins. I also would just like to point out that there are also some negatives, that there is a reason why Tennessee is trading him for basically $2.8 million and a fifth round pick.
Yes. And there was a tweet earlier this morning. I think I'm remembering it accurately, that in 2017, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, and DeAndre Hopkins were leading their respective positions in yards from the running back rushing, obviously, and then receiving for Hopkins and Kelce. That should be noted, that we are talking about the best version of these guys being in the rear view. It also is very easy for me to go ahead and to counter those legitimate negatives, right? Like, or at least concerns, the reason that he didn't just get moved for a second round pick like he could have years ago. It's also very easy for me to build the list of negatives that you have by just running Sky Moore out there 30 some times, or that you have having Justin Watson on the field running 240 some snaps over the course of this season, getting 9 targets out of it. So it's a fair clarification and a good one that I think, I hope most people are well aware of, and certainly the Chiefs are well aware of. But overall, I cannot even taking note of all of those, the pros and cons columns on this are so thoroughly in the pros side for me that I am fully accepting those drawbacks, those concerns. Again, if he ends up having that knee cost him games this year, it's probably going to make sure that the Chiefs don't have to give up that fourth round pick, even if they do end up with the Super Bowl with 50% of DeAndre Hopkins along the way. So I think they've safeguarded themselves in the spots where this could still blow up. It would be the, fourth wide receiver move this offseason that I think was good process, bad result. I'm hoping for better results here, obviously.
Now that we have the information and now we know what each of the players went for, if you could go back, would you rather have the Amari Cooper trade or this trade for DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, it's a great question because I was thinking about that this morning and thinking about for Cooper, because I imagine that the Browns would have rather had the Bills' own pick than the Chiefs' own pick. It's probably the Titans' third rounder maybe that's in there. Now, there were the later round swaps, so who knows? But I would have pulled the trigger on the Chiefs' third rounder for Cooper. I think we talked about that right after that trade happened. I prefer this for Kansas City. I do think this is maybe a slightly lower ceiling based off where these two guys are right now, but it's very, very slight at a significantly lower and safer cost. So having seen it all now, I'd take the Hopkins deal, at least from Kansas City's purview. I don't know that Buffalo would change their fate there either. I think both teams probably ended up with the receiver that they really wanted, but by playing it just a smidge slower, I do think the Chiefs got really good value here and better value than the Bills got.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe here for a couple of more minutes. I would give this trade a B to a B plus. That's the grade that I would put on it. What grade would you put?
I hate to copy from your answers, but yeah, I think it's a straight B. I think for it to be higher than that, you would probably have to be saying that this is a guy that you are expecting to be your number one wide receiver. And I really think it's why the Kelce question really froze me there for a minute. I think Kelce, Hopkins, and Worthy are all going to be guys who are carrying a different part of the passing game. And it's such an incredible thing that now the passing game is not reliant on a 21-year-old and a 35-year-old. Not that Hopkins is again in his prime there. That raises the water level for everybody, though. So I think the net positive sets it right there around a B. I don't want to expect him to put up absolutely vintage DeAndre Hopkins numbers the rest of the way, but he doesn't need to. The Chiefs needed competence, and they needed to knock everybody else in that depth chart down one spot. Hopkins will do that. So I'm right there with you. The B plus range. I think it's a really, really smart move that costs you very little, where the upside far outweighs the downside.
Two very important questions before I get you out of here. On a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you like pumpkin spice flavor?
I'd give it a flat 5.5 in the fall. When the weather does turn, I'll happily eat some pumpkin spice things, but I'm not like craving for it. The peppermint mocha lifestyle is really more for me once we get a little bit colder outside. Big peppermint chocolate guy.
Last one here, candy corn, yay or nay?
I don't need it. I just don't. There's better candy. Again, if it's in front of me in a little bowl, I'll have a couple of pieces, but it's pretty low on my power rankings of candy I'd like to be spending some insulin on.
That is our guy, Joshua Briscoe, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for Sports Illustrated covering the Kansas City Chiefs. Briscoe, man, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, fellas.
Absolutely. That is Joshua Briscoe joining us on the show. Coming up on the other side, I'm going to play for you what Nick Wright had to say about this move. I'm also going to play for you what Danny Parkins had to say. Two gentlemen on FS1. That's coming up. We're also going to have Danny Hughes join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
I want to take a 3-minute detour from talking about DeAndre Hopkins. I promise you we will get back to it. This will be the only non-DeAndre Hopkins topic that we have all day. But this has been number one in my world over the course of the last couple of days. Rob, so you know, every morning so far this week, I've gone to look at new couches. I think I'm getting close to determine what couch I want. Now, I haven't bought a couch in a while, so maybe what I'm about to say is going to be like, no blank, Sherlock. I don't think I've looked, Rob, for a new couch in maybe a decade. My couch has held me down. It's been trusty. It's been reliable. But up until recent, I was like, man, you know, I think it's time to get another one. Right. When I went walking around there, I was thinking, hey, they cost this much? Then you start playing the mental game where you're like, do I really need another couch? I mean, it's not that bad. No, it is. It's bad. It's time. It's time to get another couch, Rob. Did you have any idea? Did you have any clue that when I'm looking at all these couches, this is how much they cost? I mean, I paid some of that for a television not that long ago. Had no didn't even flinch at how much the television cost. Now I'm looking at the couch. I'm like, I don't know if they're really that important. I mean, I don't really get why they cost this much money. I can't be the only person that had a little bit of sticker shock whenever you start to really go look for furniture.
1,000%. 1,000%. Like, are you kidding me when they look at these prices? It's like a mortgage payment or a car payment to just have furniture in your home, a couch, a love seat. Get a sectional if you're really looking to spend the money, because that's where the money is. If you want a furniture store in 2024.
Texon says, you got a new couch and a new TV and it's not even tax season. I do host afternoons. You know what I mean? Money a little different sometimes. You know what I mean? It's a little different sometimes. All right, back to very serious things. Let's talk about DeAndre Hopkins. I would like to play what Nick Wright had to say. I would like to play what Danny Parkins were like. They used to make afternoon money and now it is in a completely different stratosphere. Let me play for you first what Danny Parkins had to say. He has a new television show called Breakfast Ball. I would highly encourage you to watch it. I watch parts of it every single morning. Here's what Danny thinks.
Fifth round pick that could become a fourth round pick. And Devontae Adams went for more than that. Amari Cooper went for more than that. So they're making a conscious decision of, we didn't pay the price for those other over 30, 30 and over wide receivers.
Right.
We're going to pay a lesser price for this one. And I do think it's worth reminding people, like the name DeAndre Hopkins, he's 32 years old. But in terms of what he's done in the NFL, there's basically no one more accomplished that is running routes right now. He's first in catches, second in yards, fourth in touchdowns among active wide receivers. And normally receivers after 30, they fall off, but we've seen guys like Mike Evans recently be very successful at it. And you said it's been a few years, and you're right. He was last a Pro Bowler in 2020. So what has happened to DeAndre Hopkins since 2020? There have been some injuries, no doubt. But this is the list of quarterbacks he's caught a single pass from.
All Hall of Famers.
Yeah, it appears. Kyler Murray, Colt McCoy, Ryan Tannehill, Will Levis, Trace McSorley, and Mason Rudolph. So he has been in an abyss of he has not been surrounded by other good wide receivers. He has not been in good offenses. He has not been with good quarterbacks. He has not been with consistent quarterbacks because his quarterback keeps getting injured. So I do think there's reason to believe that DeAndre Hopkins is a huge upgrade for the Chiefs.
I mean, I don't think there's any question that he is a huge upgrade for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is where I might be a little bit different, and sometimes this is going to sound crazy. I think we sort of overrate the quarterback that you play with. A lot of it comes down to targets and opportunities and how often you get thrown the football. Last year, DeAndre Hopkins didn't play with great quarterback play. There's no denying that. He had 137 targets. For example, DeAndre Hopkins got thrown the ball last year more than Mike Evans did. He got thrown the football last year more than Travis Kelce did last year in this offense. He got a ton of volume last season. So I'm not saying that it's not going to be a quarterback upgrade, that he can't still have a really good season. I'm just saying that DeAndre Hopkins, over the course of his career, because of the lack of other players that he's played with, he has gotten a lot of volume over the course of his career, and he got it last year. He got thrown the ball 137 times last season. He got the ball a lot last year. So you are coming into a scenario, he's just not going to get the number of opportunities. He's going to get better opportunities. He's going to get better balls thrown his way, but he's just not going to get the volume that he has received over the course of the last couple of years in this offense that loves to kind of spread things around. But there's no question about it right now. The Chiefs do not have a proven healthy wide receiver on their team. Xavier Worthy just got here a month ago. He is not a proven wide receiver in this league. Mecole Hardman, we've seen a lot of them. I wouldn't consider him to be a proven wide receiver in this league. Justin Watson, Sky Moore, they do not have a single proven wide receiver on their team. They just acquired one for a pick that's somewhere between 130 and 160, and they're only going to pay him $3 million between now and the Super Bowl. You are happy with what you got in return for what you gave up. I want to play what Nick Wright had to say about this on his show, First Things First. Here's Nick.
This is why Brett Veach is the best GM in football, and this is why the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Because while the rest of the league can overpay for guys of a similar caliber, and while NFL media can talk about Cooper Kupp can be had for the low, low price of a second round pick, and he'll throw in his multiple ankle surgeries to go along with it. And Cooper Kupp's a great player who, unfortunately, you know what I mean, his body has betrayed him in a serious way the last few years. The Chiefs say, nah, we'll give you a fifth. That, well, let's be honest, it'll be a fourth because the condition is make the Super Bowl and we're going to do that. For a guy who will just seamlessly fit into the role Rashee Rice was doing. You guys know I don't like older receivers, and I certainly don't like
He's 32,
he's the same draft class as Travis Kelce, but he's going to be making no money. It's a dozen game plus the Super Bowl run, so call it a 15-game commitment, and we know exactly what DeAndre is going to be doing. And it is because they don't panic and because they address a need without mortgaging the future that they can have the youngest defense in football also be the best defense in football.
To give you an idea of how old DeAndre Hopkins is in football years, let me give you some players who were in the same draft that he was in. It was Andy Reid's first year. These were the top five picks. Eric Fisher, Luke Jokel, Deion Jordan, Lane Johnson, Ezekiel Ansah. Those were the top five picks in that year's draft class. Four wide receivers that were selected. It was Tavon Austin, DeAndre Hopkins, Cordarrelle Patterson, Justin Hunter, who I completely forgot about him, who played at Tennessee, and also Robert Woods. Those were the top five wide receivers that were taken. So DeAndre Hopkins has certainly been around. We went through the list earlier with the quarterbacks that he's played with, and you also heard Danny say that in the clip. So this is a good opportunity. If you were talking about a guy who hasn't played in a lot of important games, he's never played in the AFC or NFC championship game. He obviously has never played in a Super Bowl. He is 2-4 in postseason games, and you got a chance to join a team that has another future Hall of Famer in Travis Kelce and has a future Hall of Fame quarterback and the best coach of his generation this side of Bill Belichick in Andy Reid. This is a guy who should come in hungry, willing to learn this playbook, willing to do whatever this team needs. If you need me to help run block, if you need me to make a tough catch on third and seven, that is the kind of player that they should be acquiring with DeAndre Hopkins. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by our guy Dana Hughes on the Chiefs Radio Network. We'll get his thoughts. We are talking about the top story. The Chiefs have made a trade at wide receiver. We got a little bit of time. We'll take your phone calls coming up at the top of the hour, 913-586-7965. We got a little bit of time here before Dana calls in if you want to chime in and give us your thoughts. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.